Welcome to season 3, episode 3 of the Pink Fishers podcast. Today's podcast is a little bit different. We're going to be talking to the owners of Pink Fishers themselves, Annie and Tina, finding out a little bit more about them and why they decided to start the brand Pink Fishers. First question we've got is, how did you both meet?
I'll let you do that one, Annie.
Well, how old was I? 17?
Young.
No, I wasn't. I'd just turned 18. And I wanted to leave the salon that I was in, so I went for an interview at Tina's salon in Brentwood, and I'll never forget it. The first day I ever met Tina, gone in to the salon, met the lady that I was being interviewed by, and then all of a sudden, out came Tina from the back of the shop with a mop and a bucket. Little did I know, she'd actually been for a run that day. She was doing the marathon that year. So she was doing all of her practicing, weren't you?
Yeah.
Practicing.
Trying.
Track training. And she came out with a mop and a bucket or a broom. I can't remember which one it was. And I remember saying to the lady at the time that was interviewing me, she seems nice. Is she the cleaner? Little did I know that she was going to be my future boss. But I don't really remember. I said hello to you, didn't I? But then I don't really remember talking to you.
Yeah. And then you got the job, didn't you?
I really met you when I got the job.
Strange, isn't it?
Why did you actually decide to start a lash brand?
Annie and I had decided that we wanted to do more together than just be in a salon. So at this point, we'd gone off and started teacher training, hadn't we? And we were going to sort of, we don't know really what we were going to do, is the truth.
We'd got samples at that point.
Yeah, we got samples. So we teacher training. Then I was in Egypt, I'd gone on holiday, and Annie rings me up and says, I think now's the right time to start this business. And I was like, oh, okay, Annie.
Whilst you're on holiday in Egypt.
Whilst you're on holiday in Egypt with the children.
Just to elaborate on that, I had actually left your salon at that point.
You had, you was an air hostess. And then it all just spiraled, didn't it, really? It was like,
we knew we wanted to do something, but we weren't sure.
We knew we wanted to work together because we knew it would work.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's massive age difference. I get asked continuously if I'm her mum.
She acts like it.
I do.
Did you have any other sort of like ideas of other businesses you wanted to start?
Yeah, so again, there was a shop in Brentwood that was kind of a small wholesalers, and we'd used it a few times, hadn't we? And we'd heard they were shutting, and we thought, oh, do you know what? Maybe we'll fill that space. So we were going to do like everything, wasn't we? Like wax pots,
Brentwood salon supplies.
We actually did. We bought the domain name. Yeah, BSS and. And then we just had a complete change, didn't we, really?
So how did you come up with the name Pink Fishers?
Oh, dear. Oh, so this is a long story. So my partner said to me, think global, not local. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. And this went on for about 3 weeks. And he came up with the idea that we should be called Green Frogs. I then said to Annie, we're now going to be known as Green Frogs. I won't tell you what Annie said to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you think
really
about
funny.
And we just frogs and I don't know if you like
frogs. Yeah, slashes, couldn't work out. And then, I don't know, one day among Annie, I said, what about Pink Fish? She said, oh, it's different.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't get the name, could we? So then we went to Pink Fishies, and then it all just fell into place, didn't it, really? Yeah. Like the colour schemes and... And we thought it sort of reflected us too.
Yeah.
Something completely different, not lash related at all. And we thought of a name that people wouldn't, forget, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely like a name people don't forget. And I think it's good advice as well, like to say, think global, not local.
Because... Yeah, and that's the best thing we ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best thing we ever done.
So what was the original goal when starting Pink Fishers?
We were just playing, wasn't we, really, Anna?
Yeah, I don't really think we had...
We didn't have a goal. We were just going along. Annie, I think, was she still at BA?
I think I was to start.
Yeah, we were both doing other jobs. I still had the salon at the time.
No, I wasn't. I'd left. Because I broke my finger, didn't I?
Oh, that's in the cabin door.
No, I was pulling a hand on.
Oh, was on the cabin door.
This was during SEP practice. You've got to do it once a year. But yeah, I broke my finger during that. Quite get there because we launched in the November and I'd already left.
I don't think we didn't really have a goal, did we? We were just seeing what we could do and how far we could take it.
Yeah. Did you ever think it would grow into what it
never,
is now?
Never ever. It was just always going to be Annie and Tina in a garage
doing lashes. We won't say what we actually say in a garage.
Yeah, no, but yeah. Two Wallies in a garage. Mm.
Yeah, that's how it all started, isn't it?
Yeah, so you were both. We actually started in a dining room.
Oh, in a dining room.
Then we progressed to a lounge.
Mm-hmm. Quite a large lounge.
Yeah, it was a large lounge. And then we went into a garage. Oh. Double garage. Yeah.
A double garage.
Oh, that's double garage. Double garage. Yeah. Yeah, and I remember in those days.
Had a door to get in.
Do you remember in those days, Annie, when. So we launched and we didn't get any orders because we sort of sat there, didn't we? Right, we're live. Mm-hmm. And then one of our, Emma's mum actually, who works here, ordered a lash. And then one of our other friends came in with a bell. And every time we had an order, didn't we? We used to ring this bell. And that went on for probably a few months because obviously it takes time.
Yeah.
I don't know where that bell is now, but.
We'd
be doing it all the time, wouldn't we?
She came back in once, didn't she? And she's like, you don't ring the bell anymore.
No, we can't.
Brilliant. Yeah. It'd be going off all the time though, three per second. So why did you set up the Pinkfishers Training Academy then?
I think we were constantly being asked, obviously having worked in the salon industry, beauty industry should I say, you kind of get to know your clients and we had quite a big client base, didn't we? And people were always asking us if we could teach them how to do things. So we just thought, back in the day when we were in the salon, didn't we?
Yeah.
To go and do our petals training award. And then after
that...
We both passed, just. it was quite a difficult one, to be fair.
It's really hard just lining up.
That you get nowadays. so that was... We would always get asked. And then obviously when I was working from home, building up my clientele as well, people were often asking me when they were coming in, oh, I want to learn eyelash extensions. And we just knew there was a little gap in the market because there were places that would... There are a lot of places that teach lashes.
Places.
But I don't feel like there was enough around our area at that point, was there?
Yeah.
For people. So we thought that there was a massive gap in the market for us to start doing that.
What is each of your job roles within the company?
Okay, so I'm more sort of on the financial side. All financial. I work a lot with the staff. I work a lot in the order rooms, sorting problems out. Annie, you're more...
Products, training. Like product development.
New products. We kind of do meet in the middle a lot. We cross over so much.
Did you naturally kind of like go into those separate roles or how did you figure out...
I think it was our background, wasn't it, really?
Because obviously I'm... been trained in lashes for a long time, the product has come naturally to me.
Yeah.
Whereas accounts and
that's
finance,
what I did for years, an account headed up an accounts team.
Ah.
So it kind of just worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
What would a typical day look like for each of you then?
Oh, it's never the same, is it?
No, you come in thinking you've got all this work on your desk and you leave up that evening and you've still got that work on your desk.
I was gonna say you've done nothing. So let's be honest, what could we do? So you're often in the order department, aren't you, helping out with that, serving in the shop. I could be doing anything from
phones, continuously, isn't it?
Invoices, stock control,
shows,
trying
massively.
To read blogs. It could be anything.
It's just so varied. It's lovely to be there.
Yeah, setting up the exhibition shows.
Blowing balloons up for someone's birthday.
Trying to create balloon characters, should we say? Characters.
We upped our game, didn't we?
I've had a hat.
Birthday. You did.
Yeah, it was a very good hat. who's that party man that used to come to all the children's parties? Because he'd be really proud.
He'd be a bit nuts.
He'd be really proud.
So how would you describe where Pinkfishers is as a business right now?
Oh, blimey. Pinkfishers. We're definitely growing. I think we're becoming more recognised. Mm-hmm. We've definitely got a lot of brand awareness. We've got a really amazing marketing team. There's three girls in there and they're continuously putting us out there, aren't they? I think we're in a really good position. We've been in training. We've got a lot of affiliated trainers now, haven't we, up down the country. We're sort of going further afield. Into America a lot more now, aren't we?
We've got our Irish.
We work a lot with our... we're definitely in a really, really solid place, I'd say.
How many employees do you have currently?
12.
You're good at that. I was trying to count them then.
I do the payroll.
Super
excited. I was counting them in my head.
What is each of your favourite Pinkfishers products?
Mine's definitely the Promades. Makes life so much easier.
I would say a little while ago I was into longer lengths because I'd ruined my lashes. And I don't have a break, do I? So I kind of had a break with this longer length and actually managed to get my lashes to a really good place. And I've got lashes on again now. But
yeah, it would be a stage of rubbing and picking.
So I think for longer lengths for me, if you stay with it, it is amazing. You can actually, yeah.
Could you just describe a bit more what longer lengths is, if anyone's not actually heard of it?
So I'll let you do that, Annie, because you're
better. It's a eyelash growth serum. Yeah. So it works really well to hydrate the natural lashes, helps to boost collagen within them, strengthen them. Yeah, it's just
really good.
And it really does work, but you have to do it
religiously.
It's like anything you do, is it? You have to do it every day.
Yeah.
It really does work.
Yeah, you can add it to like your bedtime routine.
You could, that's exactly it. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah. What is the best decision you feel like you've made in Pinkfishers to date?
Getting an office unit, wouldn't
you say? Yeah, definitely coming here to the Bringy. Yeah, getting a unit. Mm. More professional, with more space. Yeah, that's that's the best decision because it took us a long time, didn't it? Mm. But yeah, definitely moving offices and having a little warehouse thing. It's brilliant. Yeah.
So did you go straight from the double garage to here?
Yeah. Yes, and it's really weird.
So it's quite a big difference.
Yes, we had a load of space.
But it was really weird. I remember coming in here, and I think it was the first day, and you sat down, and I felt at home. I don't know where.
It's like we'd always.
It's almost like we should have been here.
Yeah.
But yeah, we worked all weekend, didn't we? My partner had built all the units, and your partner was here, and we're all. It was chaos, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To get everything working, but it worked. All the staff came in on Monday, and it was brilliant.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Set, ready to go.
All ready to go.
Do you remember how many staff you started out with?
It was just us two, wasn't it?
Trainer?
No.
Charlotte, was it?
No, not to start with.
No.
We had Jackie. Pauline.
Yeah, so probably four. What happened then was after a few years, we've had to expand. We took some more space for the unit, so we never had the room we're in now. So we just sort of didn't work. Yeah,
currently working on a project as well at the minute.
Another bit of space.
So...
Nice. Okay. What is the most challenging part of running your own lash business?
Staff.
I was going to say. Hence why when we said earlier, what are our job roles? Tina is the more flowery one.
Oh,
I don't really know why, because I feel like I am a field of buttercups, do you know what I mean? But...
I wish you could all see
Chloe's
face.
Yes, staff is definitely the hardest one, so that's why Tina is the best
one. And also, I'd say the turnover of products. It's, you never know what's trending. You never know, somebody could do a post for you, like, and it's got a few friends, someone could do a post, and then it just doesn't, it's really, it's a challenge, but we love it, don't we, as a
role. Yeah. It's quite difficult because I suppose in the lash industry as well, like, things have changed quite a lot over the years.
Massively.
So you have to try and...
Yeah, so we're all brown now at the minute. Everything is brown.
Yeah.
When we started, brown lashes, we had them and they just never sold.
We got rid of them once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we started with brown lashes. Annie thought it'd be a good idea. And
lo and behold, 5 years later,
that's
a great idea.
What makes Pinkfishers different from the other lash brands?
Annie and myself.
I was going to say us.
I think we make it quite fun, don't we? It's not like you come in and it's an office. It's sort of like,
I think we're still quite humble, aren't we?
Yeah, really, I think so.
Raw. It is what it is.
Yeah,
it's us.
And we make it about this. I think Annie and I make a lot of it about the staff. We've just recently, didn't we, for Christmas, took everyone to Centre Parks. We really appreciate everybody here. We're all equal.
Yeah.
Everyone does the same jobs. We all do the cleaning. There's nobody. And I think that really works.
Yeah, definitely.
What, from a product perspective, makes us different?
A lot of that is our packaging, I'd say, would you?
Yeah.
We
try really to strive to get the best quality for what we can. Obviously, we try and make everything affordable for people because obviously... Yeah. The world, how it's going nowadays, you need things to be affordable.
Yeah.
So, the packaging with the quality.
Yeah.
I think it's just...
Vibrant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we put so much into testing lashes and Yeah, we work with a lot of suppliers now. Mm-hmm.
So it's heartbreaking when we hear something hasn't worked, but you know,
but you try.
Things happen, and you have to kind of work from that again and move on.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Not take it personally. Mm-hmm. If you see somebody's
made a comment online or something like
that. We had one last night, to be fair, and it's really disheartening because call us.
Yeah.
We are here.
Yeah.
And we can put it right, or we can explain why it's not going right.
Yeah.
There's so many things we can do.
We're very honest. So it's hard when people don't come directly to us.
Isn't it?
But obviously, if we realise something's wrong here, that's obviously
it does go. Things do go wrong. We're working with many suppliers.
What is your proudest moment for Pink Fishes?
I know mine. I think when we sat in those awards.
The first award ceremony we went to.
Yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it? Both just sitting there.
Sitting there like two little lemons, weren't
we? Yeah, and then it was the best newcomer, wasn't it? Under three years.
Best medium lash brand.
Under 3 years, was it?
Yeah. Was it? Yeah, it was under 3 years.
They said Pink Fishes, and I remember Annie and I just looking at each other like,
did they just say our name?
Did they just say, exactly, did they just say our name?
And then the best bit was we had to go up on stage to get the award.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm walking up there thinking, shit, don't fall over. Excuse my language. Or don't trip over the stairs. We get up there and normally Tina is the one who likes to talk. She's a good talker. Got up on the stage and she looked at me as if to say, I'm not saying anything. Didn't you? So I'm standing there and they said, is there anything you want to say?
Oh my God.
And I was just like, just thank you very much.
Yeah, and then we walked off.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, but I'm not the talker.
Yeah, that is funny, isn't it?
That's so funny. It's like, you can handle it.
You're in a whirlwind.
I mean, you just don't expect to win anything.
Yeah, what do you think it takes to start your own business or to be successful?
Blood, sweat and tears.
Yeah.
Dedication.
The hours we put in were... when we first started, we were doing other jobs and then we'd meet every evening, midnight. We would just keep, we'd never take no for an answer. We'd just keep going. We had so many knockbacks with different things that we thought we could do. And there were so many legal requirements, wasn't there? Different laws of what you can bring into the country, but you just keep going.
Would you consider yourself successful where you are now?
I was going to say yes, I would say so.
Yeah, but there's a lot more we could do.
There's a lot more growth.
Yeah, there's a lot more growth. I mean, every day you're learning.
Yeah.
And I think you have to be open to learning and open to criticism, open to everything. And I think that really worked. I mean, I'm 53 now and every day I learn something new. Mm-hmm. And not taking things personally. Yeah, that's a hard one. Not taking things personally. Yeah, that's a real difficult one. But yeah, there's a lot of... And reaching out to people, because, you know, people's knowledge is key to what you're doing, we're doing here.
Mm. Believing in yourself.
Yeah,
as well.
Believing in yourself, but yeah.
You've come this far anyway.
Yeah.
To be able to do things like, even when we were at the last show that we did recently, you were out, weren't you? Trying to get people in and talking to people.
Yeah,
and that's not normally what... We do.
No, so... Yeah, but it worked.
You believed in yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
And where do you see Pink Fishes in 5 years?
I'm going to be on a boat in probably Greece, are you?
Lovely.
I think we'll definitely get more... We expand, you know, we're currently just looking at... we're actually in the process of setting up a bigger training school. We're going to have more storage, aren't we? Probably look at different staff, different avenues.
Looking at different staff.
Switch over the staff, really.
Yeah, really. So basically what we're going to do is get rid of a few of those staff who are not bringing anything to the party. No, but looking at different staff to do different things. So there's a lot more to come, I'd say. Yeah, we've got a whole year planned this year.
Do you know what, though? Even for how long we've been doing this, it's daunting certain things, isn't it?
Yeah, don't you think?
You'd think we'd be over that by now, but we're not.
I never do. Every time you launch something, there's always
that next step.
Yeah. And you know, you're in the marketing team, so you know how it could go.
Yeah.
What is your funniest memory at Pink Fishes?
So,
I know where you're going to go.
We were in our double garage.
Double garage.
And we were sitting, I think it was in the winter, wasn't it? It was cold. And I just remember sitting there. Next thing I know, Tina was eating something.
No, it was a pen. I was playing
with you were playing with... Well, you were eating your pen, then you were chewing
eating my pen.
A tooth fell out.
No.
So, she really didn't want to walk around with the tooth out, so she thought she'd take my nail glue, or was it super glue?
One or the other.
It was either my nail glue or super glue, and try and glue it back in. So there she is, putting it on the tooth, got it in her mouth. I've got a video evidence of this out of interest. And she's got it in her mouth.
And he said to hold it for a while.
Just to make sure it doesn't come out, because I was panicking, thinking she's going to get poisoning from the glue.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, she stuck her fingers to it.
Oh, my God.
I'm like that. Ali, I've got a finger stuck. We were crying, wasn't we?
Did you pull it out?
I don't know. I think you... I don't know what happened. I think I was trying to work it through. It's proper stuck.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
She is just on... She's at this point doubled over, not helping me at all. And I've got my finger glued in my mouth, haven't I?
Yeah. I think it came out, but you became a bit of a dab hand at putting it back in.
Back in, yeah.
Just until she could get to the dentist.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's brilliant.
That was a funny
Oh, my God. The video is brilliant.
Okay, is there anything else you want to...
Obviously, there's a treatment called ear hoppy.
Oh,
and we decided, Annie had a bit of sinus problems, wasn't well. I can't remember how it went.
Becky was in the office as well then, wasn't she?
Yeah, so I decided to lay Annie on the floor in the double garage and do ear hoppy on her. But I had no... So you had to have a paper plate as a guard. Mm-hmm.
Bear in mind, Tina has been doing this treatment for years.
Yeah.
So she's meant to be very good at
it. Yeah, so there I start with the first ear. I've set it on fire. Next minute, Annie's on fire. And then I've looked down and so am I. I mean, when I say on fire, no. It's just burning. But I thought to myself, I wasn't really worried about Annie at the point. I was more worried about myself, wasn't I? And I'm trying to put me out.
I had a big burn mark.
Big burn.
Her and Becky, literally.
Crying.
They were, I think even Becky was trying to help put you out. But I'm lying on the floor with this candle alight.
Anyone know how much hair she's got?
I would be panicking.
That was all
a burn
on the neck. Because
yeah,
I didn't have
God.
I mean, I've done the treatment so many times.
And the best thing was, didn't get any Savlon, any ice afterwards.
No.
They just both laughed and was more still concerned about the hole in your
trousers. I think I had a hole in my trousers.
What is one thing that nobody knows about you or Pinkfishers?
Shall I tell them?
Yeah,
we've never spoken about this. So basically, obviously, you know the story. Annie rung me in Egypt. At the time, I was in between houses and I was living in a rental house.
Mm.
Obviously, when you're in a rental house, you are absolutely, everybody, not allowed to start a business. Well, Annie and I did. And then obviously what we didn't factor into it was every 3 months we'd get I would get an inspection. So at this point we'd be running around the house.
Not allowed to have animals, are
we? Not allowed. I had a puppy as well, just to add to it. So we'd be running around the house, getting rid of anything puppy related and anything lash related, because it was a continuous amount of samples, wasn't it, coming in. And then I'd see the landlord and say, everything's okay. And then eventually we were in the garage. So I remember one day, Annie's in the garage under the table with the puppy. We boarded up the front door, didn't we? Like the garage door. We boarded up the back door. And I'm thinking, please.
Don't try and go in there.
And he just looked at the door and he sort of like, and we'd locked you in, hadn't we? We looked at the door.
You said you couldn't find the keys.
Obviously, I could find the keys. And she's in there under the desk with the puppy. Keeping the puppy quiet. And he's inspecting the house. And I feel really bad because he was such a lovely man. And I became friends with him. And his name's Paul. So, Paul, I'm really sorry.
We love you, Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and the other thing, it got worse, didn't it? Because where I lived, everyone was quite nosy, and then people wanted to come and pick things up.
Oh.
So and we're trying to hide cars coming into the drive.
Yeah,
it was, and then we're having deliveries of big vans, and it was stressful, wasn't it? On some days, trying to hide everything.
Yeah,
I do remember actually the first time that we ever did one of those shows. No, it wasn't the first time. It was the second or third time. But we ordered all the cabinets to buy ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah.
Spent so much money on these cabinets, and we're stupid. Oh, no, hold on. Was that when we bought them, or was that when we... it wasn't. It was when we hired them, but we thought we could have them sent to the garage.
Or
and they turned up, do you remember, down your road, and that man was like, no way.
But
it blocked the whole road, and your neighbours were coming
out. Like, no. I lived in.
Oh, my God.
It was funny. And then the other thing, I think the worst thing was when we were still in that garage and we did Olympia that year, and it was massive. And I thought if only it was a really good year, didn't it? That year we had a stilt walker, we had candy floss, and everyone's saying, "Where are your base?" And two idiots in a garage, isn't it? Really, like, it's so hard. It's like, trying to pull it off, you know. We're actually sitting in a double garage.
I suppose. Well, everyone has that kind of probably. Like, they have to start somewhere.
Yeah, quite a lot of people, I guess, house.
Probably.
Ideally.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably not as stressful, but, I mean, you've got to start somewhere, so.
Start somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Chloe.
So that was a conversation with Annie and Tina. I hope you all enjoyed the podcast. If you want to hear more podcasts just like this, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube and our Spotify.